From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iran's foreign ministry Monday called new missile sanctions illegitimate. Iran drew condemnation from Western nations for two ballistic missile tests late last year, which were said to have violated UN Security Council resolutions. The U.S. enacted new sanctions Sunday against five Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to the banned missile activity. An Iranian spokesman says his nation will respond to the U.S. sanctions by bolstering its legal ballistic missile program and promoting its defense capabilities. Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian says he had very limited human interaction and spent 49 days in solitary confinement during his 18 months in an Iranian prison. Rezaian is one of four Americans freed Saturday as part of a prisoner exchange with Iran. Moroccan officials say they have arrested a Belgian suspect linked to the terrorist attacks that killed 130 people in Paris last November. Morocco's Interior Ministry said the man was arrested Monday near Casablanca and had direct links with some of the Paris attackers. According to official data, fourth quarter growth in China's economy was 6.8%, the smallest increase since the global financial crisis began. Trade and consumer spending weakened in the quarter. The Chinese government is expected to increase spending and cut interest rates to bolster the economy. A banned website says guitarist Glenn Frey of the rock group The Eagles has died. He was 67 years old. Iraqi police say three Americans missing in the country were kidnapped in an apartment in Baghdad. U.S. officials say they are working with Iraqi officials to find them. This is VOA News.